I have one more question, basically, Ash. I know you're real busy. Do you right now? What do you feel about digital downloads? And do you believe iTunes is killing the industry, or did the industry really? Or did the industry kill itself?
The industry killed itself. I hear the labels bitching and moaning every day about, you know, digital downloads. And yeah, I can see where they would think that. But you know what I think is killing the music industry? The fact that we're not making good music anymore.
There you go.
The bottom line is, Miles, if you make a great album, people are going to support that. They're going to go buy your great album.
Right.
And that's just human nature. And I think that, you know, Master P was the king of this, although I don't think he was a talented rapper at all. He was the king of putting three hot songs on a record and the rest all filler. And he knew that he would sell his albums for $17.99 as long as it had the Tank logo on it and as long as he had three banging-ass songs on there. Those days are gone. You know, the economy has changed. The world has changed. People don't want just three hot songs anymore.
No.
If you've only got three hot songs on your record, they're going to iTunes and they're buying those three songs for 99 cents. The consumer is not stupid. They want a hot fucking album from start to finish. So when you see somebody like T.I. who puts out an album and can sell 500,000 CDs in his first week, or you see Jay-Z put out a record and he can sell such a large amount in 1 week, that tells you that people are still buying CDs.
True. They just buying good CDs.
Or CD. Exactly.
They,
the fact that they're not buying your CD is the issue.
Right.
And I think if we had more good music out there, you know, I was fortunate because I came up in an era of black music where people made great albums. You know, Tribe Called Quest would put out an album that was like one hot song after another.
Right.
She's the queen of that. Mary J. Blige used to put out records, and she may still, I don't know, I just don't listen to R&B anymore. I just don't have time. My whole life is rap. Mary J used to put out a record, you know, What's the 411, where it was like hit song after hit song after hit song. And if her record had cost $30, I'll bet people would have bought it. It's not a question of price. It's not a question of accessibility. It's a question of, is it worth it? That's really what it comes down to. And I think that that's what's killing the industry. And that mind swing happened, ironically, just at the same time where you could buy singles off the internet and not have to leave your house.
Yeah, I think it's a good thing because not only is it a better tally, you can tally it up faster. It don't cost to ship out, and I think it's a win-win situation more so than anything. You're able to get publishing faster, far as I understand. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
Everything faster. It's not really about publishing. It's you're able to make a record on your computer at home, upload it to the internet as soon as you finish it, and have somebody buy it right away.
Immediately.
So technically, yeah, you could be 15 minutes away from making a song when somebody first buys your song. So that's really where the internet has value. It lowers the barrier to entry. You no longer have to be signed to Sony or MCA to get your record in front of people.
Well, I was explaining to a few constituents of mine, like, I truly believe in this. I'd rather have four songs downloaded at 100,000 a piece per se than me sitting up here trying to press up a million CDs and selling them.
Right.
I think the value of it and the time and the whole being structured is a whole lot easier in the sense of making sure that you can do the right, you can promote, you can market right there on the internet. You don't have to have a lot of overhead for flyers and posters and things of that nature. MySpace has even proven it. A lot of people right now are getting a million hits, but the thing is, they don't never be ready to have it ready for digital distribution.
Right.
You know, and I know people that got a million hits on their MySpace, literally, for their song. But it wasn't downloadable. And I used to tell them, what sense does that make? I just want people to hear it. And at that point, I say, okay, do you want to be rich? I mean, wealthy, or do you want to be rich and famous? Yeah. To me, it's a difference.
Huge difference.
So,